Do you love scripture more than speaking? Hello, Malcolm Cox here. It is Teaching Tip number 398 and part 3 of our new series, Your Voice Matters. Tips for new and inexperienced speakers. And today, we have our first tip from a friend of mine. My friend Roger Packham sent this in. He's a teacher and therapeutic counselor. You can find links to his work in the show notes. And he and his wife have been instrumental in founding and developing the Dorset Church of Christ. I'll put their YouTube channel again in the show notes. He sent a tip to me, and here it is. At least he sent me three, but here's today's tip, just picking one for today. Roger said this in his reply to me. His top tip is, have good quiet times. Have a good devotional life. He says, take time to dig into a topic with your personal Bible study he's talking about. Look at different translations like the NIV, the ESV, or the NASB. Those are the ones he recommends. He says to be curious about words and language, and he references Bible Hub, the interlinear there, as a way of helping us with that. And he says to read around the subject or the topic that the text is about. He says, lots of great lessons come from our quiet times and reaching toward a deeper relationship with God. I wholeheartedly agree with everything Roger talks about there. What he's getting at is that our love of scripture must be more important to us than our love of speaking. There's nothing wrong with enjoying speaking, but our love of scripture must inspire our speaking. And that goes back to our devotional life, devoted to scripture first. Scripture first. Start there. How do we do this? Well, one of the ways we do it, and we can make six videos about this alone, but one of the ways we do it is by reading a passage slowly and prayerfully. If you've got a paragraph from, let's say, from Matthew 5, read it once, read it twice, read it three times, read it slowly, prayerfully. Ask God to be with you. Or choose a topic from scripture or a book that resonates with you or perhaps that challenges you. Ask God to open your heart and your mind to his word. It's a prayerful thing that we do when we do our Bible study. My first lesson ever, 40 years ago, last month, was based on the passage 1 Corinthians 9:22, which says, to the weak, I became weak, so that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all peoples, that I might, by all means, save some. Just that one passage. I meditated on it, thought about it for ages before I had my, I think it was a 10-minute slot at a midweek. And I chose the passage, not because it held some kind of special magic for me or inspired me in itself, but because I was struggling with reaching out to people, different people, people different to me. I'd recently moved to London at that time, a vast multicultural metropolis. I was frankly overwhelmed by all the people around that were so different to me in church, in my neighborhood, on the tube, at work, and studying the scripture and allowing it to change me helped me to speak about it with authenticity when I brought it up in that Wednesday night class. So we need to love scripture. Put scripture first. Start with scripture. Let it touch your heart. And then pray for insight and transformation. Pray before you start your Bible study. Pray afterwards that God may settle into your heart the insights that he wished to communicate to you. Ask him to use the scriptures you've read that day to transform you more into the likeness of Christ. So here's something to pray about and reflect on. We cannot expect scripture to transform the hearts of our hearers before it transforms our hearts. We cannot expect scripture to transform our hearers before it has transformed you and me. So a question to follow on after that is this. How has a specific passage of scripture recently challenged or transformed you in a way that you could share authentically with others? Think about what's been going on in your life over the last few days or weeks or months. In the show notes, I've given you quite a few additional scriptures that may help you with conviction on this point, so you'll find them in the show notes. And do please add your comments on this week's topic and leave those comments publicly because we learn best when we learn in community. Consider joining us for AIM UK in Ireland. The modules we teach there will be very helpful for your lesson preparation and presentation. You can find us at aimukinireland.com. If you have any questions about the Bible, do drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit and subscribe to the channel. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless you.